time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have the Carbon County Tourism Specialist, Tina Henry. We're going to talk all things that you can do in Carbon County, not only online, but get out and enjoy yourself. Tina, how are you today?
I'm good, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Any time, you know that. Okay, I've noticed something very fun that you guys are doing, and you're doing these virtual vacations. Let's talk about those for just a moment.
Yes. Well, as you know, with the COVID-19, it's kind of put tourism on the back burner. And I sat down with Economic Development Specialist Rita Vigor, and we just started going over some ideas that we could start doing on social because everyone is having to go online. We have parents homeschooling kids at home, and that's kind of what started it. The idea is, like, what if the kids want to see somewhere else in the world? And so I started doing some research, and I came up with the idea of virtual vacations. And every day at 11:30, Monday through Friday, on our Facebook page, Carbon Corridor, I post different places around the world, different places locally. This week we went to the Utah Museum of Natural History. We started off with Bryce Canyon. My friends down there at Bryce Canyon did a virtual tour there. And then, you know, we've shown the swell, and from a visitor's outlook, we've looked at Nine Mile Canyon, and today we did a live remote from the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum with Tim Riley. He's going to continue those every week, and so I'll keep everybody posted on Facebook and just let you know when Tim will be back on. But yeah, we have some really fun plans for next week.
And we were kind of discussing them off the air, and I'm going to let one out of the bag. You're hoping to get somebody to go for a ride on the Woodhill Trail system.
I am. I won't throw his name out just in case he can't do it, but a local bike shop owner, we'll just say that.
No pressure at all.
I reached out to him because he's been up riding the trails, you know, trying to get them ready, and so I reached out to him and said, hey, what if we strapped a GoPro on and you came and you know, we did a Facebook Live, and you can do a virtual vacation of our Woodhill bike trail system. So I'm just waiting to hear back from him, so cross your fingers. I can't imagine that he would ever tell me no. So but I think it's really great, not just for our locals, but for people who are watching us from outside the area. Like, you might not be able to plan a trip right now to the Carbon Corridor, and that's okay because we understand. But we want to show you what's here so that you can come back later.
Most definitely. We're always welcome when we're open for business. It just seems like right now every place is closed for business.
Right, right. But, and you know, and we're just trying to be diligent in that, and but come up with creative ways to still be operating, because I'm still working, and there's a lot of people in the county building. We're all basically still working, and, you know, our local restaurants, our local businesses have to survive, and so we're trying to come up with creative ways to help, you know, push people to support our local businesses and our community too.
And that was one thing I was going to say is that is one thing that is not closed. There are plenty of restaurants in the area. It seems like almost every restaurant that is up and running right now is offering some sort of a curbside or a delivery or pickup or drive through or something like that. And these are the great people that help us out. And now it's our turn.
Right, exactly. We've got to keep these small businesses running, and I just love, you know, I started posting, I came up with the curbside eats, and, you know, I've been posting everyone who's available for curbside, but a lot of the restaurants themselves have banded together and started their own little fun things to do. There's small business poker run going on to where if you go to Balance Rock or Cheryl's or Club Mecca or Country Club, they've banded together. Any order that you get there, you get a card, a playing card. At the end of all of this craziness, whoever has the best hand wins the grand prize, and some people are giving free cinnamon rolls away with the mail purchase, a free drink, free cookies. And let's talk about what the movie theater is doing. Oh, my gosh.
I have taken advantage of that.
Tours, right? You can go there and get your bucket of popcorn, your nachos, your drinks, and then go home and watch one of our virtual vacations.
And last week, we took advantage of that. You know, and you're going to be home anyway, whether you're going to be watching Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that. Get down there, and they make it so easy.
Yeah, I seen the line, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, it just warmed my heart that everybody's banding together. And it's hard to try to support everyone because we're all in kind of a time where, you know, we're saving money. We don't know what's going to happen. Not everyone's available to support local businesses. So we just say when you can. I will tell you that I have eaten out more in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last year.
Right.
And because I just try, like, I want to support everyone, and I'm doing my best to try and do that. So, yeah, well, it's an interesting time for us. But our community, I mean, everybody knows everybody in Carbon. We're Carbon strong, and we're going to make it through this.
Definitely, definitely. And it's there's no better place. There's no place I'd rather be than right here with everything that's going on.
Right.
This community knows how to band together better than anybody.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Tina, thanks for taking out the time to talk to us. Now, if anything else comes up and we need to, you know, talk about some more fun things that you guys have planned, of course, you can come on and just let us know, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys. Remember, 11:30 next week, every day on the Carbon Corridor Facebook page. Come and visit different places around the world and within our area. And then get out and recreate, guys. They haven't banned outdoors yet.
That's right.
So go find something fun to do. Go on a hike. Go on a bike ride. Stay in small groups. And yeah, let's get through this time. I think the note on the poker run, I just want to say, it says we'll get by with a little help from our friends.
Absolutely. And no better way to say it.
All right, Dave, thanks for having me.
Tina, thank you so much. That's Tina Henry. She is the tourism specialist for Carbon County, talking a little bit about some of the great ideas and things they've got going on. Now, for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our webpage, castlecountryradio.com.